Yeah, that actually is pretty sweet. I've only used it in a couple of spots, but it's that has proven to be a nice feature. But yeah, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, the kernel's out of date. Well, yeah, but so is that a lot of things. You know, unless there's some compelling security issue, you know, they're usually sitting behind a firewall. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, as long as you're not setting the defaults with passwords and stuff. You know, I will take tried and true, you know, something that's proven over the latest and the greatest ever, any day. I have been screwed too many times by upgrading to, hey, we're going to upgrade to the latest and the greatest, only to find out that, you know, it comes with a whole new set of bugs and is just, you know, a huge pain. You know, I've only ever used the simple USB. I mean, it works fine. You know, it's very easy to do. I always use filtered audio. I never use discriminator audio. So I'm using, you know, filtered gated audio. I also never anymore use the carrier indicator. I found that to be nothing but a hassle. So I only ever use PLD code, because when are you ever going to use your repeater or node in carrier squelch? Never. Although a lot of the Moto stuff, which I primarily work with, you know, the radio's programmed for carrier, the PL detect line, you know, it follows the state of the radio. So, like I say, I only ever use the PL decoder, you know, receive mute line, if you want to